Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. It's autumn in New England, the time of year when people travel from near and far to see the changing colors of the region's foliage. But the wet summer we had means those colors will likely be less vibrant than usual. Joining us now to tell us what we can expect is meteorologist Jim Salgi. He's the fall foliage expert for Yankee Magazine. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So why does all the rain we've gotten mean less vibrant fall colors?
There's two reasons why that might be the case. First off, we've seen a lot of fungus on the leaves this year, especially on our sugar maples. And this is causing some of them to drop their leaves early after turning brown. The other is it's just been so wet that the saps and the sugars are not all that concentrated in the leaves. And we need those sugars to really pop our vibrant red colors. For those two reasons, it's a bit more of a pastel or muted year.
For the colors that we do get, when do you think those will peak?
So we have the big three-day weekend coming up. Usually that's when the brightest colors are hitting the largest part of northern New England. But you have about 5-6 weeks for peak color to go all the way from the northern mountains to the southern coasts. Typically around Boston, we'll see the colors peaking in late October or even early November on Boston Common.
And where do you think the brightest colors will be?
So we've thought that down east Maine was going to have some really good colors this year. They didn't get all of the rainfall this summer, but unfortunately, they got the tail ends of that hurricane a couple weeks ago that kept things warm and wet. So it's really just a battle between how fast that fall weather, the warm days and crisp, cool nights can come in to really kickstart these colors now. There'll be great colors everywhere, but there's also going to be some more muted and brown colors too.
And I think you said the same for Greater Boston. Is there any indication of where the brightest colors might be around here?
So we always like the Blue Hills. They are in a pretty good position this year. There's some fungus in amongst them. But really, Boston itself, the Esplanade, because they have so many non-native trees, they don't typically react to a lot of the stresses that our northern forest does. And that's always going to be a bright area as well.
So the urban area might get some of the best colors, sounds like.
It very much could be this year, yes.
Climate change is expected to bring us consistently wetter weather in New England. So this effect may repeat itself next year and in the years to come. Am I right?
Well, we've been the last 4 years alternating between drought and deluge, and neither of that is ideal for our trees. We're hoping that the pendulum sticks in the middle one of these years so we can kind of reset. But certainly more extreme weather is something that we're worried about in the northern forest, especially with warmer weather. You know, the sugar maples don't extend much further south than New England. The red oak doesn't extend too much more north than New England. And, you know, what is the balance between these trees going to be in a changing climate?
Do you think the duller colors caused by the wet weather will impact how much the area brings in tourism dollars? Or no, because many people made plans a while ago and will probably just stick with them?
I hope that people still go into northern New England in the next couple of weeks. They really need those tourism dollars, Vermont especially after the floods. And there are going to be some beautiful areas. It's a good year to explore. Different aspects, different slopes, different facing mountains are all going to have different microclimates. And driving around in the fall season, when you do find a beautiful area, it's just going to pop that much more.
What about you personally? Where are you heading to see the fall colors?
This weekend, with the big three-day weekend, I'm going to be headed to the Western White Mountains. And then over the coming weeks, I'm going to try to follow the peak wave. Acadia is going to peak around the 20th. Then I'll head down to maybe the North Shore in the last weeks of October.
Jim Salgi is a meteorologist and fall foliage expert for Yankee Magazine. Thank you very much.
For sure. Thank you.